I am Becky Bonham, and I am with my company B&B Enterprises, and I'm chairman of the board of Texas Citrus Mutual. B&B Enterprises is a family farm operation that consists of row crop land and citrus land.
Why are you here in Florida?
We are here to learn a little bit more about greening. Texas just discovered on the 13th of January a few trees that had greening, and so we've been preparing for this day for about 3 years and have been hoping to avoid it, but with Mexico in our close proximity and them having greening, it was one of the issues, of not if, but when. And so we're trying to learn what we can, and Florida's been very generous with their offer of support and giving us information on some of the mistakes they've made as well as some of the successes. So we're hoping that this will help us go forward and contain ours into a small area rather than letting it go valley-wide into our whole area.
So you do have hope that you can eradicate it or contain it?
I don't know about eradicate, because so far up to this point, scientists haven't learned how to actually stop the disease, but we're hoping to be able to contain it into a small area. Right now, our quarantine is only 5 acres around the area where the trees were first discovered, and we're hoping to contain it in that area. There's been hundreds and hundreds of leaf samples run. They've checked all the groves within the quarantine area, and so far, there's only been 9 trees in one grove and 2 in another that have been proved positive. Now, that doesn't mean it's not there. It could be latent, you know, because of the latency factor, and because you could check one limb of a tree and it be negative while another limb be positive. But we are very hopeful that this is going to be contained and in a very small area.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we just appreciate so much Florida working with us and helping us with their knowledge, and so that we can hopefully continue forward and work together as an industry. California's, they've been very active with this issue too. They have the psyllids like we did. We've had the psyllids for many years, but we've been doing our area-wide psyllid control program for 3 years, and we're hoping that this will help our industry, and we are certainly looking at it in a very positive way right now.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.